Entitlements. Prior to graduation from college, a friend said he is guaranteed an employment because he has an uncle in one of the prominent shipping firms at that time. I simply thought how lucky he was that he wouldn't have to go through what most of us must go through, if only to get to the first stage. Fast forward to today, after about 4 decades, our same group were able to get in touch and set a get-together. It was then that I realized that our fate is decided by God and not by ourselves, nor our assumed advantages. Some of us were successful in our field, but not so the friend who assumed a guaranteed future. Maybe we all played a part in ensuring our success, but in the end, we should realize that we all have to earn it. That we cannot assume entitlements without sacrifice. Looking around us, we see this every day. People expecting to be given preference because they hold on to something they assume as a key to open every door, a ticket to special privileges, an easy path everywhere. Isn't it disturbing when you see ordinary folks line up on a queue? Then here comes this fellow making a beeline towards the end of the line. Isn't it disturbing when some people brandish their obvious wealth and look down with disdain on seemingly ordinary people? I have seen this up close on one flight abroad. I wonder if I have to feel sad for the people to whom she displayed her air of superiority, or for her, because she might have been raised in that kind of environment. All throughout man's existence, entitlements have been a way of life. Some deserved, some were not. Many were seen as rewards, as benefits for something served or done. It is something expected and by some much sought after. Sadly, many among us expect gains without giving up on anything in return. It's a common misconception that simply complying with edicts is enough. This has been one of the main messages of the Gospel of Luke chapter 13, verse 22 to 30, which implied that for man to be saved, he must prove himself free from want of privileges, and that gaining something through unworthy means will in the end bring despair. Let us pray that the good Lord benefit us with the wisdom to see this difference, that they clear away the smoke of pride from our eyes and instill in our hearts a sense of fairness in everything we do, that he removes that ache for recognition and desire to have the easy things in life, that we all see what the Lord wants us all to see, that we are all equal in his eyes, that entitlements are nothing compared to what is in store for all who follow him. Amen.